Chapter 5: Negativity is for other people.
Back in 1994, a Wall Street hedge fund executive decided to quit his Wall Street career to open a bookstore.
I imagine his whole family thought he was a moron.
In fact, I imagine everyone who knew him thought he was a complete idiot, and in most cases, they would be right. But this entrepreneur, named Jeff, had decided what he wanted to do, and he went for it. At the time of writing this chapter, Jeff Bezos is the wealthiest man in the world and has used his entrepreneurial brain to grow his company, selling thousands of product types and delivering millions of products to customers' doors every single day.
Do you think everyone knew what it could become when Jeff decided to start Amazon?
No.
The only person who knew what Amazon could become was Jeff.
That's why he focused his life on making it into one of the biggest companies on the planet.
When you have an idea and you can see so clearly in your head what it can be, you will find that every person you tell about your idea says, "Yeah, brilliant," but they are not really interested. They may even put it down and try to talk you out of it.
Remember, people are inherently negative and will put what you're doing down automatically. Cut through the noise and realize the only people you should be listening to are those who have already made a fortune doing what you are about to do, but be careful, because they will likely warn you off it because they don't want you as competition in their industry. The key to being an entrepreneur and building something great is learning to see what your idea can be and not letting anyone, no matter how compelling their argument, deter you. One idea can change the world and make you and your family's life better for the next 100 years, so stick with it and don't let go.
If Jeff hadn't started Amazon, do you think you would know his name? The answer is definitely not.
In fact, he would likely be an overweight 50-something working 15 hours a day on a hedge fund, making other people rich, and those people would be living their dreams. I was born into a very poor family. We lived on council estates all over the UK. My younger brother wrote a song called 54 Council Houses because that's how many he had lived in by the age of 16.
If you had asked at my school who was least likely to succeed, I guarantee in all my classes I would have been the person they chose. Then, when I left school at about 14, they would have 100% chosen me.
Yet, I still haven't met a person from school who has been more successful or made more money than I have, and I went to many schools.
Why do you think that is?
I believe it's because I'm an entrepreneur and see opportunities in everything I do.
I have become a lot more successful in recent years because I have learned to walk away from great opportunities rather than trying to take on everything that comes along. Still, I usually have 5 to 10 projects running simultaneously, even though I walk away from a huge number of other opportunities. If you look at entrepreneurism as a superpower, then negativity is our kryptonite. Entrepreneurs, like you and I, are heroes with immense power that can change the world for the better, but, unfortunately, almost every non-entrepreneur on the planet carries kryptonite inside them that they release verbally and take down our ideas and our future. If you let the non-entrepreneurs affect your decisions, they will try to convert you into a sheep like they are.
Don't let it happen.
Negativity can ruin a great idea and stop it from ever making you wealthy.
Not only that, it can also be thrown in your face further down the line.
What I mean by this is that people love to say, "I told you so," or "I said it wouldn't work."
The great thing about entrepreneurs is we don't let our failures deter us.
We just learn from them and push forward. Thomas Edison tried to make the light bulb hundreds of different ways before he got it right. He famously said, "I didn't fail hundreds of times, I just tried to do it the wrong way hundreds of times." He didn't see all those wrong times as failures. Instead, he learned from them and eventually, he got it right. Negativity is like a cancer of the mind for an entrepreneur, and if you let it in, then you might never get rid of it. The key to success as an entrepreneur who wants to avoid negativity is to never ever listen to anyone who hasn't already been successful at what it is you're trying to achieve.
Everyone has advice, and they don't think their advice through. Instead, they give it blindly and negligently. Nobody else on this planet can see your vision, only you, so follow your vision, not theirs.
Learn to talk to yourself.
Sounds stupid, I know.
Talk to myself?
You might be thinking, will I not get locked up for that?
Well, yes, you might, but not if you don't get caught.
The truth is we talk to ourselves all day every day. Without actually speaking, we talk inside our heads.
We ask ourselves questions and we plan what we're going to do and say. In fact, we talk to ourselves more than we do any other person.
This is actually really great news when you are trying to avoid negativity, because the one person you can control and the one person you can tell what to say is you. The same results can still be achieved even if it's you talking to you. When speaking to yourself, you need to learn to be positive and only to help yourself positively. You need to learn to help yourself and to advise yourself positively, which will help you become a more positive and confident entrepreneur. You have probably told yourself in the past, "Damn, I'm stupid," or "I just can't do this," "I'm useless," or even "I'm just not good at blank." Stop. Immediately. This is a thing of the past. As an entrepreneur, you need to become your biggest advocate, your biggest fan, and the one person you can rely on to look at everything you do positively, so no matter how much the outside world uses their kryptonite, negativity, against you, you always have one positive person in your corner. That person is the only person on the planet that understands your idea, your dream, and exactly what you see as an entrepreneur. That person is you. Learn to take your own advice, to listen to yourself, and to make decisions based on your own thoughts, not those of the outside world. Remember, society is inherently negative. People are looking for reasons to shoot down your ideas or tell you, "I told you so," when it doesn't work. Fuck those guys. Listen to yourself, advise yourself, and change the world. Negativity is for other people, and if you can teach yourself to keep it out, then your ideas as an entrepreneur have a fighting chance, and so do you.